We have a small piece of Gemara just to finish up the case of Mapilas. Yesterday I was left hanging, and I'm still left hanging, about the rules of when we say that Chazal were not guys by a Muslim Lo Shchiach. Sure, there's a Hagdara somewhere. Apparently, I didn't speak about it in Gittin Daf Hei, so I don't really know where the Maramachim was that'll straighten it out. But we're left hanging in the meantime. Someday we'll come back to it when we bump into a Yishuv. When we say, and one day, what guys are Advarim that are not Shchiach? Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, what's the whole Halach Yelach of the Gemara? Why are we bringing him up Pailas? Because where Abaye is asking a kasha on Rambo's original Hanacha, and Abaye is trying to show that we don't say Becheskes Hestel L'Shulchanet that's M'Safek Atabala Isra. Now, what does Abaye really hold? We don't know. In the meantime, he's asking kashas on Rabba. Eventually, when he finally argues with him, we'll see what he holds, and we'll come back to Taisis Dibra Maskul Isha. But in the meantime, the Gemara says a second teretz. Again, what's to say the Hadvarim? Who's saying the teretz? We brought Nafal Abayis. We wanted a proof from there. You don't say Yishazu Becheskes Heter Emedes. So that's a proof to Abaye. So the Gemara said on that you could answer L'chumra, and then Rabba won't be Shver. So the Gemara asked, but say Chumra L'asid L'idei Kula, and then Rabba will be Shver. So we're answering Rabba. We're answering that here we don't say Chumra L'asid L'idei Kula, so the Mela it's not Shver on Rabba. That's the Seder of the Gemara. So the Gemara is, so Mimela, the Gemara is still going to have to prove whether Rabba is right or wrong. So the Gemara has a second Ukimta that Inami Gershon Dekaimi Erva Dekamucha Mitzarasa Kamitzrachis Lachalitza Amri Kamu Be Rabbanan Begita Degita Ma'ayu. In a case with a Tzara is in front of us and we say that you need Chalitza, there'll be an assumption that the get was carved to the Erva, and that's why you need Chalitza. And Mimela Vasile Abume. Vasile Abume Latara. And you're going to end up saying, you need to do Chalitza, you can do Yibum. But my Pilas, we come Abu Rabbanim in my Pilas. Okay, my Pilas is not Shayach. Nobody is going to make a mistake that Kamu Le Rabbanim in my Pilas. If you're going to tell him, do Chalitza, everyone will understand it's a precaution. No one will think that the reason we're saying to do Chalitza is because we know the Erva died first. Because obviously we don't know who died first. So this is the Gemara's Maskana, which is basically saying that Abaye is Rai is no Rai. The next piece of Gemara goes on to the Mishnah in Gittin, and the Sugya of Trei V'Trei. Now before we go to Trei V'Trei, what I wanted to do today was to go back to talking about Chazaka D'Meikara, and specifically something we talked about briefly, which I see is also a Shmaitza. Something that was mentioned briefly, also it's a Shmaitza, and as a matter of fact, it's a very Geshmaka piece. The Shmaitza is in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Zion, and the Shmaitza goes on a Ramah Avayta in Yeridaya. Ramah in Yeridaya is the beginning of Siman Kuf Hei, where we're introduced to the idea of Kavush Kamavushal. Kavush Kamavushal, if you don't hear a day, you heard of it. If not, you probably didn't. Kavush Kamavushal means that just like if you cook something kosher with something tray, we say the blia from the tray goes into the kosher and asks it. Hu hadin kavush. Kavush literally means soaked. If you are kaivesh, if somebody takes a piece of meat and soaks it in milk, or takes a piece of tray for meat and puts it into a a pot with a vegetable soup, even if it's cold. If it's kavush me'es la'es, which is 24 hours, then kavush kimavushal. Just like when you cook, it causes a bliya to go from one thing to another. The same thing, kavush causes a bliya to go something from another. Let's say somebody leaves a milk in a storage container for 24 hours, the container becomes milchik. Because over 24 hours, the bliya travels from the liquid to the keli that it's kavush in, or to the item that's kavush beside them. So that's a halacha psuka. That is no dispute. At least in the halacha, there's no dispute that kavush, when you soak something, it's like a bushel and it causes bliyas to transfer. The Ramah says, what about suffix kavush? What happens if you kavush something, and at the time you did it, you didn't think it's a shayla, maybe you didn't mark what time it was, and later when you realize it's a problem, so now you're not sure if it's 24 hours later. You're not sure how many hours later it is. A person comes home and he finds in the refrigerator that a piece of chicken was left in the same container as a pot of vegetable soup. Not that it was cooked together, but it was left in the same pot. Or it was left in a milchik pot. So the question is, what do you do by suffik kavush? If something is a suffik, it was soaked inside, what's it do? So the Ramah in Kufay says that suffik kavush is called a suffik. If it's a shal of a deraisa, it's also suffik deraisa l'chumra. If you have nevela that's kavush in a vegetable soup, then Safik deraisa, Safik deraisa l'chumra. If it's a derabanan, if you have meat which is soaked in milk, now that's only a derabanan. Why? Right? So if you don't hear a day, you know. Why is milk and meat cold only a derabanan? Because leisa vashel gedi b'chalevi mai derech bishul osr tayre. The Torah only asks if milk and meat, if they're cooked together. Kavush is kimavushal that bliyas go, but it's not kimavushal that it becomes basa b'chala. So if it's a sabit derabbanan, we make them. Sabit deraisa, we mach. So what's the kasha? Chazakis, right? You have sabit kavush, so the kasha everybody should jump up and ask. With the cash. You come home, you find a piece of meat was put into a container, and now it's 6 p.m., and you don't remember yesterday if it was put in 5 p.m. or 7 p.m. You don't remember what time it was there. So, why don't we go according to the Chazaka de Meikara, that it wasn't kavush, and say that it's not kavush until such time as you know that it is kavush? That's the problem. Harei kavush lefanecha. So we say by mikvah that tarechos lefanecha, that normally if you have a chazak d'meikara and harei kavush lefanecha, so you go according to chazak d'meikara, unless you have the tarki l'reisa that we said, unless you also have a chazak in din that's asering, here you don't have it. By the mikvah you say harei kavush lefanecha, and the mikvah was originally good, and in between you have the chesed tamei of the kelim. So there it's a problem. But here you don't have a second problem, right? Just one thing, lefanecha, chazak dehashta, and meikara, chazak dehmeikara, so it's not. That's true, but I think what he meant is the cheskes haguf is that it's in the milk, so say it was in the milk as long as possible. So at any rate, this is the Taz's kasha. The Taz asks it by asking for mikvahs. In the case where mikvah is not chasad asai, he brings the case of Simei Shalom. But the example is not important for us. The Gea us is the etzem kasha the kasha that why do we go putting chazaka to make her? So nothing we said would change that. There's no none of the rules we said pashtus would change it. Let's think about that. What's chosav asay? The bliya is going in slowly. The prima garden says the bliya doesn't go in slowly. So it goes in slowly. If you do it 23 hours twice, you should ask him. So it breaks through in the 24th hour.
What?
The mikveh is slowly leaking. The chazak is a race in the original chazak. There's no race in the original chazak. Slowly losing it. So the Shach in the Kusa Kesef defends the Ramah. He doesn't say Svaris. He just explains Ramah's Raya from Simre Shalaf is not a Raya. But in the Etzem Shaila in Lomdis, he doesn't explain. So the Shmaitz is coming to explain. Before I get to the Shmaitz, what would be... What do you mean? What's the Reyes, sir? What? You're saying what who's saying? The Taz? Kusa Kesef says, because you can't compare it to a mikvah which is presently full, there's no Reyesah. Hashem can hear where there's a Reyesah. He's saying the comparison to mikvah is not a good comparison. The mikvah right now was full, originally was full. Hashem can hear where originally was outside, now it's inside. So he's showing up the comparison. He's not explaining why there isn't a Chazak in the Mekar. Once we have the explanation, then they can discuss this good. You're not going to like this, but when you're misupik, if you're within 6 hours of Fleishiks, Shabbos afternoon, it happens to most people. A person misupik is within 6 hours of Fleishiks, he wants to have Melechitz. So it's all right about the Dov Shesha Matira. But the Etzem Sofik, we say Chazaka there too? Sofik Durabanan. Sofik Durabanan. I'm not sure. So the Sabdurabana should be made. Why don't we go Stella Chazaka? Later on, we'll go Stella Chazaka. Why don't we say Chazaka? The Chazaka is a Fleishik. We'll stay Fleishik as long as it can be until the last minute. He thinks the Chazaka is a Lushtanis. Including the Shmaitz and the Shach, most told the Chazak is a Chazak. It's true, the Taz said there's no Chazak Chai, everyone dies. The Marit said there's no Chazak, you don't have Shesaris, everyone gets Shesaris. Most people. But you're right, if it's Chazak is a Lushtanis, then you're right. If it's not Chazak is a Lushtanis, if you hold Chazak Lushtanis is a Chazak, why don't you say Chazak to Neikara? Something. A car I was fleishik, so I'm still fleishik. Until such time as I know for sure I'm not fleishik. Sufi the Kathasphera. See, there is no chazak, because I have to do a maisa. Anytime you have to do a maisa, there's no chazak that I did the maisa. Just as I remember 33 days in a row, doesn't mean I remember the 34th day. Chazaka, that depends on a maisa being done. So it's not chazaka, you have to know it's done. But here, it's mamil, it stays. Some of that stays. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Nobody likes that. Everybody wants to be makel on a suffix in 6 hours. What? No. It's my Shatam. I don't know if it was Basmei Shatam. It's just a Shatam. It's just a Din. It's a Din. A footnote once said that every firm of Yid wants three things. To be parid, gedavent, and gebenched. Somebody asked me, he has to bench. Bench to daven to pray. Anyway, getting back to the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer says an answer which at least someone here in Shir should like, because it's a svara that was mentioned here. The Shmaitzer says that by a suffix of blias, there's no chazaka de neikara, because the heter is always heter. The iser is always iser. The suffix is, is there iser mixed into the heter? It wasn't a guf that changed. The iser is iser, the heter is heter. The question is some of the iser, where is it located? Is it in the heter? He says that's not a chsarnas of some meikara, is about Tevel, and I don't know if it was changed to it was gemaisis. I have a live person, I don't know if he died. I have an animal, I don't know if it got a, I have a good lung, I don't know if it got a hole in the lung. There, the Cheskes HaGuf says it changed later. However, when you have a piece of meat in a vegetable soup, every molecule of meat is shleishik. Every molecule of vegetable soup is paramount. The shayla is there now some chicken in the vegetable soup? Well, if the chicken is nevela, is there some nevela in the soup? Did blias go into the kli? It's not a shayla if something changed. Cheskes HaGuf says it didn't change. But that it, in cases of blias, we're not saying anything changed. If Eliyahu HaNavi could come and separate the mashahu from the other mashahu, you can make a kosher. It's only, we don't know where it is. Not knowing where it is, that has nothing to do with Cheskes HaGuf.
Blias
are molecules, sure they're tangible. Why do you think it gives taste? How does taste go from one to the other? Taste goes because something, some mamash has traveled. How else does taste travel? We always say a blia went from here to there. No, we say, what's a blia? If the shish is above the shish, we're talking about there's no shish.
The piece of meat is more than shish.
Right.
The blia is much smaller than the piece of meat.
See, it's a general question.
So we don't say, blia is blia. If it's more than shish,
we give it blia. See, it's a Yeridea Shaila. No, it's an important Shaila. The Pun Yeridea Shaila, if you want, I'll tell you about it. You're not going to believe it. There's a Kula in Negus Maisha, and Badi Ashulchan even passed it like it. This has to do with also Yeridea more than anybody else. Ramesha writes in the Tshuva that if I have a container of milk, I know it's exactly, whatever, 64 ounces of milk. And the container of milk spills, and it spills right under a pot of cholent that's cooking. On the fire. It's touching the pot. I pick up the pot, I put it aside, I collect all the milk and put it back into the container, and I see that only 1 ounce is missing. So Ramesha says that you can measure that the pot only needs against 1 ounce of milk. Because you know 63 ounces didn't go into the pot, only 1 ounce could have possibly gone. So Ramesha says that by liquid, if you know that the liquid is still here, you can measure only against what's missing. You have to collect it carefully. You're going to lose some of it anyway. But if you know, yeah, those are your own error day. Kravatsky passes this way, I don't know. What? Okay, the Ramesh is saying that even if it's all by the age, everything was on the hot pot, you take the milk. Now, if the milk fell into all the liquids, it got mixed, you can't separate the milk. By solids we don't say it because we just change place because there's a transfer. That's what we say.
No,
there's
still
there's
meat.
That's true.
Physical meat.
You measure can I get cool, right? That's not even a subject. So it's a very legitimate question that doesn't speak here today. Okay. Anyway, but the yisayit I'm saying, and Steve, you say this, the Shmaitz is yisayit, that from Blias traveling is not an Indian of Cheskes HaGuf. Yeah? Now this is identical what Baruch mentioned, it's a Chavis Das. Right, the Shmaitz is a Ketzos. The Chavis Das and the Sivis. The Ketzos and the Sivis are saying the same thing. Well, it's identical to what we said the other day. The Taz is Sinisam of Tes. The Chavdal talked about the Shaila of a woman who cooked meat and does not remember if she salted it before cooking. It was raw meat, it came to the house raw. She doesn't remember if she salted it before she cooked it. So the Taz said, eat the meat. It's mutter. I eat the meat, it's mutter. Worse to be is Safi Darabana, cooked blood is a Darabana. So eat the meat, it's mutter. The Taz asked, aye, there's a chazaka de meikara that it's unsalted meat. The chazaka de meikara is not salted meat. So the Taz said, a proof from the Ramah that we don't say chazaka de meikara. He proved it from the Ramah, but he didn't say a svara. So I asked you then in Shir, what's the svara? What's the svara? Why shouldn't we say chazaka de meikara wasn't salted? It still wasn't salted. So what someone mentioned this year, and it's Taka Chavis Das, is that there's no Chazaka de Meikara on transfer of Blias. Because the meat is heter. There's blood in the meat. That blood, if it's Pirish, is awesome. Ashaiva is, I'm ready to eat this meat. Did blood from somewhere else come into this meat? Or from one part of the meat travel into the part I'm eating? The shaila, did blood travel, is not a question of chazak de meikara. The meat didn't change. Every molecule of basar is still basar heter. The question is, was there blood deposited into this piece of meat? The Chavis Das said, there's no chazak de meikara on that. Chazak de meikara is like tevel, you don't know if it was mesukin. Something changed. Or again, a lung which was good and now it got a hole, it changed. But Bli is traveling, it's not any of Chazaka de Meikara. Okay, 1 second. You're asking on the Svara. I wanted to ask that, but 1 second. So we have here, Tzais and Alech Chavis Das both say the same Yisoid, that you don't say Chazaka de Meikara on Bli is traveling. We have two places for such a yisoid. A third is there's a halacha kuf yud aleph, which coincidentally, no coincidences, but someone pointed out to me yesterday. In kuf yud aleph, there's a nidai where a person has two pots that are cooking. One is treifus, and one is kasher. So the treifus for the goyim is cooking kasher for the yid. No way to cook treif. What's the chod? Not cook. You like to cook neveila. Someone has workers in his business that are that don't eat kasher. You're allowed to cook treif. He's cooking a pot of treif. It's a pot of kasher, and he has in his hand something treif. That something treif fell into one pot. He's not sure which. So it says that by Yidrabanan, where Taila Lahakal, Safik Rabbana, 50-50 chance, could have fallen to either path. And by Deraisa, we're not Taila Lahakal. By Deraisa, we're Machni. So we have a Kasha, Gobasa Chazaka. Even by Deraisa, the Chazaka, the Heta state Heter, and the Issa state Isser. We say the same thing. So weiter, the question of something else from the outside falling in, the Shmaitzah and the Chavis Das is telling us that's not an idiot of Chazaka de Meikara. It's different than Chazaka de Meikara. It's not a normal case of Chazaka de Meikara. We have more Makaris for this, because in Yeridaya, in Simit Tzadik Vav, there's Vaita, a case of a radish that was cut. And you don't know if it's cut with a kasher knife or a treifa knife. Someone cut a radish. It could have been cut with a kasher knife, it could have been cut with a treifa knife. You want to know what's the din of this radish, onion. I guess it could happen in a person's house where you don't know if it's cut with a milchiken knife or a fleishiken knife. So, in Tzimtzum Tzadik Vav, Sif Aleph, the Ramah says that you could be nekel. You could assume it was cut with a kosher knife. And the Shach says, no, that's only if you have two sekes. Maybe it was a ben yayin, maybe it was not a ben yayin. Maybe it was kosher, maybe it was trek. Some curious is talking to eight of ben yayin. But if you know it's a ben yayin, and we grab our knife that all knives have a din of ben yayin. So the Shach says, it's awesome. The Shach says that you don't know if it's coming with a flesh knife or a milk knife, it's awesome. So of course, what's the kasha again? Same kasha. Crazy Uplacy, he asks, and the Pesach Tshuva brings it. He says, what do you mean? It's known as a cheskas heter. It grew heter. As a cheskas heter. You don't know if it's coming with a treif and a kasha knife. Go bust a chazaka. So again, the Pesach Tshuva brings from the Sefer. Sefer told us he had stuck. He says the same thing. By Blias, there's no chazakas. It's a suffix. By Blias, every bit of the radish is zichamut. The question is there a Blia Visa that got transferred into it? In such a case, you don't say chazakas. So we have now three makairis. The Shmaitzer, the Chavis Das, told us Yitzchak. And what I can mention from Kufi Ramah, four Makairis, that you don't say, by Blias, you don't say Chazaka the main card. Okay, so everyone hears the Yisai? Sounds like a Yisai that you can pass to like, you can go to bank with it, all these good day
after.
The question is, did this mikveh change from the mikveh kasher to the mikveh pasul? How would it change? It would be a chaser. Did this lung change? Does the lung get a hole? That changes the lung. It changes the mikveh. His taina is that the tzlein doesn't change. The tzlein is still heter. It's just that this is. Alright, the question is, what's the svara to this? Well, what's the logic? Is there any logic? It's just not logical. What's the story? We're saying now, Yigobas a Chazaka de Meikara. He was alive, he's still alive. He wasn't a treifa, still not a treifa. What's the story? Why can't I say the same thing about transferring from one place to another? I can't say the same thing. This was here and this was here. So, Yigobas a Chazaka de Meikara, that this is still here and this is still there. Well, what's the svara? What's the svara to not say chazak the meikar?
Treifas, I know a transfer. The question is, what did I transfer? The knife. I know a transfer, so the question is, what did I transfer? Transfer this, I know I had this.
So, because the transfer definitely took place. Yeah. You're not going to help yourself accomplish that. It won't help either by Chavis Das, by the need either. In the third case, so you're helping me, maybe that's why the grace of place is not going along. Sure. What? So Chazak is to cancel out. Why is to Chazak? Let's go to the Kavish case. I have a piece of Nevela meat, I put it into a soup. A cold soup. Now, I'm not sure if it was here 24 hours and the Blia transferred, or it was not here 24 hours and the Blia didn't transfer. So the chazak of the chicken says stay where it was. The chazak of the soup says it stayed where it was. There's no steer to chazakas. Everything stayed the way it was made kara, then there was no transfer. Zerach HaSerach HaGuf consistently. Zerach HaSerach HaGuf, which is the best of all. The Cheskas HaGuf, the Guf didn't change. So shouldn't I say that the Guf didn't change? Tell you that someone left a flesh and a spoon and an ice cream, it's a suffix 24 hours, you get more excited. So, if by ice cream, it's in Kaddish. Melted. It's not so good anyway. The deep people got the past that we say Kaddish by frozen. So, they're going to be something. Nobody comes, Svara. So why is not moving from one place to another not also a cheskas hagof? Really? Stay put. But no, but my suffix is, did the heter move to the iser? Did the iser move to the heter? That's my suffix. Did the iser move? So why is not moving, why is not a good chazak in the Meir Ha'ar? Did it move? Fine. The water didn't move out. That way, okay. So, there's nobody. Okay. You'll say it. Gotta be something to it. Can you scratch the surface? Okay. Let's see. I'd like, ultimately, we're still gonna deal with Chazakis, at least for another week. Again, I want to update the sheet so that we don't, it doesn't become one big blur to try to make, we never try to do it for Sunday. Just to, so everything doesn't become a blur, because we don't have 65 klolim, we have 7 or 8 klolim. Everything we talked about can be narrowed down to a handful of things. We just have to have it in the Sudan. Alright. Well, let's start the very beginning of Trey to Trey. I'm not going to tell you Chidushin today, just Pshat, so that on Sunday we can start talking intelligently about Trey to Trey. The Gabi Gerish and Milay Tanan. Now you have to remember the context, because there's the context and then there's the shail of what Trey to Trey is. Abaya is starting off with Rabba. Rabba said the idea of Chazak de Meikara. We have no problem with Rabba. Rabba seems right. Abaya keeps on asking, I'll bring you proofs that you don't say Chazak in the Meikar. Gabi Gerishim, you like Tanan, but Tanan, I say Medes, Bishas Arab, Vizar Kaila, and he threw the get to the woman. Karev La, Megureshes. Karev La, Eina Megureshes. Mechza, Mechza, Megureshes, Veina Megureshes. Now, our Mishnah didn't say get, it's a Kedushin, right? Safi Karev. Here it's yes, Safi Karev, but it's not saying Safi Karev. You have to realize, it doesn't say here Safi Karev Lo in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Gittin, it says Mechza al Mechza. So Mechza al Mechza, Megureshes, Veinu Megureshes. Which means Safi. Throughout the Mesechta, you say Megureshes, Megureshes, you Safi Karev. Vermina Lamai Hilchasa. Now here, right away, pshat, you have a problem. What do you mean, l'may hilchasa? What would you say, l'may hilchasa? If you have a man and his wife in front of you, no one died, no building collapsed, nothing happened, everyone's alive and well. A man throws a get to his wife. Bezin says, suffix for gureshes. So what would you say, l'may hilchasa? Huh? If she's married, yeah, she's isha now, no? L'may Hilchasa. Man gives a get to his wife, then says a Safik. Why does the Gemara say L'may Hilchasa if you have to give another get? Huh? No. An obvious question. Everybody should have been bothered by this. Gemara says, what's the difference? So Gemara says two differences. He kayinu asur alay, yer v'hit sarasa v'ay chalitza. Why does it say it's an afkamina if you have to give a new get to this lady? What? That she's also to a kind of a fiddish?
That
Why is it? She's suffering as she's Yiddish, suffering Kerusha.
Right.
So her husband, she's mutter.
Her husband is a
mother. Right. On the tzad that she's looking, that she's as she's Yiddish, she's mutter. So she has to look at Russia, she can't. But why are you telling me when the husband's a Kayan? Isn't it easier? You're saying a Chazakis. But the Gemara says Lamai Hilchasa means Chazakis, or just saying Lamai Hilchasa? I mean, Eshes is Pashit. Erva meaning if she's Mizana, you mean? So that would be an afkamina. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Ein lugureshes that e ervehi tsarasa by chalitza." That she's an erva, the tsara needs chalitza, so maybe she's lugureshes. So you're asking that what? Did the Gemara say that differently? I'm not sure what you're asking, sorry. Kain is a bigger chiddush. Just Kain is saying that even though she's a chiddush, she's still going to call him a gureshes. Case of Erva, it's just the opposite. So Kain is a bigger chiddush. But if I say she needs a second get, that's not so big a chiddush. Well, so why does the Gemara say like this? L'mayhil, that if it's a Kayin, it's Aser, and that if she wants to be married, she needs to get. So the first Kiddush we still say, but the second Kiddush, where is it coming from? Yeah? What's Taisa say? L'mayhil, Tamer. The missions will begin, the V'lay Masa doesn't go on L'mayhil, Chisa. That's what Taisa means, this Kasha? You're learning a lot into Taisvis that's Kasha. You're saying Gemara didn't ask it. And why did Gemara ask? Because it's Pasha, so why did not Gemara ask? You're probably right, otherwise it's a funny thing. Taisvis all of the Shas doesn't say here it is and here it does. I think Darachlan there talks about this, and it's a Shemul for Sunday. Let's see just what the Gemara does say. Gemara says, okay, we're going to try. We have to figure out what does it mean, trey v'trey sveka d'iraisa, and what does it mean, trey v'trey sveka d'rabban? A very confusing question. Very confusing terms. Now, do me a favor. Make sure you learn down to where the Gemara says sveka d'rabban. This is the Barshatia. You don't have to get into it. I'm not going to deal with it so quickly. But the taich of trey v'trey sveka d'raisa, trey v'trey sveka d'rabbanon, I think is the following. I reserve the right to adjust this on Sunday. But typically in Shas, trey v'trey sveka d'raisa means that when you have trey v'trey, you do not follow chazakis. Trey v'trey, it's a din d'raisa that it's a suffix. Don't tell me chazakis. Don't tell me any proofs. Trey v'trey, the Torah says, is a suffix. That's what trey v'trey is making their answer. Because trey k'me. Trey, what? Okay, it's a good question. You have to deal with that. Trey v'trey is making the Rabbanon means. The Minna Torah, trey v'trey, go was a chazaka. The Rabbanon said, when you have trey v'trey, we don't play around. You have two Eidim this way, two Eidim that way. We're not going to do anything against two Eidim. And trey v'trey, I'll call it chumra, that midi rabbanon, trey v'trey. You're not tired, you're going to do basa chazak. I think that's a fair, simple uptach, oversimplified uptach. And the rest of it you have to figure out. You have a lot of work to do because you're starting something new on trey v'trey. There is a machlekes rishonim, if the maskana of this sugya is sveka d'rabbanon. Well, the maskana of this sugya is sveka d'raisa. How we pass it? which you just have to know to be able to talk about it. Everyone talks about it. So Shittas Rambam, everybody else, Sama Derabanan. So you really have to know that. Again, our Gemara, there are two Beis Shmuels that are sides of each other. Three Beis Shmuels, I think. Starting point after you do the Gemara. If you do the Gemara, do the Rishayim. The starting point might be the Beis Shmuel, Simin Gimel. I think the Beis Shmuel is, I think it's a cut in your Dalit. He talks about Trey and Jaisek and Rabbanan. And the Pisrei Tshuva there brings a stira to another Beis Shmuel. There's a third Beis Shmuel in Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin by Arsovi. So the straightening out the Beis Shmuels probably will be something we're going to need to do. I'm not saying it's the only thing we're going to do, but it's a starting point to work on it. And okay, Mitzvah Shem. You should look here in the Parsha Sugya to the degree you can to see how they explain secondary eyes.